Welcome everybody to the August 28th special guest teacher session. This is our first one to offer, and I am thrilled to be here, and I'm so glad y'all came for tonight. My name is Paula, and I am one of the advanced training students. I've been training with Bloom for about 6 years now, I think, maybe seven. I live in Little Rock, Arkansas, and people often, as soon as I say that, people oftentimes will say, well, how did you meet Bloom? And I honestly don't remember, except for, I remember is seeing some of her personal writings on a Facebook post. How I saw that, I have no idea. And I remember thinking, oh, I'd like to know more about her. And so so I just reached out to her and started doing sessions with her, and it kind of went from there. And so my background is that I'm a writer. And I've been teaching creative writing for about 30 years now. That makes me feel really old to say that. and I've been writing ever since I can remember. And so it's always been just really a huge part of my life as being a writer. And so I'm so thrilled tonight to be able to offer y'all a session and to be able to connect with y'all in this way, because it's very special for me. So as far as writing, we all write, and so, you know, we may not all paint, and we may not all play music, and we may not all dance or create in other ways, but we all write, because we all use words to communicate. So we're all using the same medium in this way, and so on the one hand, that's really cool. The flip side of that way is that it can really be a challenge for people to get creative with writing, because, you know, honestly, 75% of the people who I talk to say, I can't write. I'm not a good writer. And that's because usually someone has told them that, or they got a bad grade when they were younger on something, a teacher, you know, criticized their writing in some way, and that gets kind of stuck in there, and they feel like they can't write, or they don't know how to write creatively. And so that's been my passion for many years, is to open up channels for people and allow them to allow themselves to get creative and write and play with it and not worry about, you know, what people think, and not worry about grades or anyone judging their writing in any way. Because those blocks, what happens when we have those blocks and say, I can't write, I'm not a good writer, I don't know how to write, we're blocking the really good stuff that's in there. So there's really, you know, when I teach writing, I like to tell people that there's, you know, as a writer, you're really two people. You're the creator, and then you're also the editor. And when you're writing, it's really important to separate those two parts of yourself. When you let the creator out, you want the creator to be able to create and play and do whatever she or he wants to do, without any judgment, without any thinking it's good or bad or it's right or it's wrong. Just allow that creator to come out and play. And then when it's time to edit, if you want other people to be able to access your writing, there has to be some editing involved, so that you're, you know, saying what you think you're saying and communicating in the way that you want to communicate. And so when it's time to do that, the editor has to come out and the creator has to be locked away. Because what will happen is the creator wants to hold everything that you wrote. Everything is great. Everything is brilliant. Everything is funny. Everything is all that, you know, that you want to hold on to. But that doesn't really do you a lot of service when it's time for the editor to come out and shape and hone and build and sculpt. So so when the creator is out, the editor needs to be put away. And when the editor is out, the creator needs to be put away. So what I like and what I focus on in my writing classes is the creator, is allowing the creator to come out and play and have a good time. And so really what it comes down to is what I like to call getting people out of their head and into their heart. And so since you're in this mentorship, it's actually very similar to what we do. We do use different words, but it's the same general idea of, it may not make sense up here, but it makes sense in here. And so that's what we're doing with writing when we're writing in this way. And that's where the good stuff is. And so one way that I've found is very helpful for people with writing, creative writing like this, is to use other art forms to access some of that creativity. So writing itself is predominantly a left brain activity. So, you know, writing has to use words. Words are made up of letters, and then those words had to be made into sentences, and sentences had to be made into paragraphs. So it's linear, it's logical. There has to be a logic to it or no one's going to understand it. However, the right brain is where the good stuff is. The right brain is where we house emotional memory. It's where symbols and archetypes and figurative language, like similes and metaphors, all that is right brain stuff. And so what I found is, this is something I've done ever since I was a child, but I found teaching this way with people also really helps them, is we'll use like drawing in order to tap in, which is right brain, which order to tap in to those, you know, really interesting right brain things that are in there, emotional memory, things like that. Then we move to writing. So then that bridge is open, and that's where the creativity tends to come from. So we're going to do some of that tonight, and I'm going to show you how that works, and maybe you can use that on your own, because you can do it anytime. So we're going to start with a little warm-up exercise. So what I'd like you to do is just start by, just close your eyes and take a deep breath and just breathe into your belly and just ground your energy, whatever that looks like for you. And just send your energetic roots down into the earth. They may look like tree or plant roots, or it might be like cords of light. Just whatever you see or feel is perfect. Just ground those down. And then just begin to notice your breath coming and going. Not trying to control it. Just becoming aware. And let go of anything that's happened so far today. And anything you have to do after you leave here. And just allow yourself to come into the now, into this moment. Without any expectation. Good, and then just take a couple of more deep breaths. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And so what we're going to start off, this is just a little warm-up exercise to get us going. And what we're going to start off doing is what's called a free write. And the only rule to free writing is that you can't stop writing. And so I'm going to give you a prompt. It's going to be a quote. And you can write down the prompt or not. You can use what the prompt is saying or not. It's just a door in. It's just a way to start writing. And so, again, the only thing you can't do is stop writing. And so if you're writing along and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be writing, it's hot in here, it's cold, that's what you're writing, okay? So you can't stop and go back and look at what you've done. You got to just keep going and just see where it takes you.
Hang in there. I know she'll be back.
Okay, am I back on? Okay. All right, so I was just saying the quote. So, is everybody with me? We all got the free write part? Okay. All right, so this is your quote, and you can write it down or not. Most people do, and I'm going to say it a couple of times. Your quote tonight is from Joseph Campbell. And this is the quote. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us. We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that is waiting for us. And so your time starts now, and I will tell you when to stop. So just start writing whatever it takes you. Okay, that's time. You can finish your thought if you need to, that's fine. And Sandra, I don't have the view where I can see everybody. I think that's part of my crashing problem. So will you let me know when everybody's done? Sandra, you're still muted if you're telling me something.
Sorry about that. I thought I had unmuted myself. I think we're good to go. Roland, okay. I'm just going to trust that you are done.
Okay, so would anybody like to share what you've written? I've always liked to offer an opportunity to share. You certainly don't have to. No one has to feel pressured to share at all. But if you would like to share, just raise your hand and let Sandra know, and she'll unmute you, and you can share what you've written for this free write.
Looking. Okay, Becky, give me a minute and I will, let's see here. Becky, I'm trying to, there you go.
You want me to read?
Sure.
You put your hand up, go ahead.
I was reading it to myself.
Oh, I saw your hand move, so.
So, well, I can do it. I was thinking, well, okay. I was thinking that I would end up showing it to Paula in the morning. And so I'll just splurge and go with the whole crew. So after the quote, I wrote the quote. And then I said, I don't know that I can read it. So the life that I had planned was to be a zookeeper. I became a keeper of kids in the process. The kids grew and the husband left, leaving me in the keeper role. But in the process of family, I lost the keeper job. Sorry that I wanted and loved. I became a chef for the animals. That wasn't what I planned or what I wanted, but that was my job. I wanted to travel and be a healer, and I don't know how that fits into the job that I have. I have been working with animals again, and I love that fact, love the fact that I'm back doing what I love and planned for, but I don't know if that is enough. I want more, and I planned for the pension that I would get, but it really isn't enough to live on or do the things I want to do, like travel and healing. Wow, time. Sorry, it was a little rough reading that because I did ask today, I'm going to take your class, Shelley. So, yeah, that's it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, Becky. I really appreciate that. And I love the way you were using the word keeper, you know, talking about wanting to be a keeper and then lost that place and then trying to find your way back to it. That's a very interesting idea. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I still want to see it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Diana had raised her hand as well.
Sure.
Okay. Becky, thank you. when I was younger, I never saw myself as yearning or feeling the need to marry or have children. Though I did see myself in a very stylish wedding dress and I'd have a very cool party somewhere offshore. Then as I thought of my work life, I figured I'd work internationally, something like in the clothing business where, I can't even read my own handwriting, it's terrible, where I'd work internationally, working in the clothing business. Anyway, when did I let go? Really, I think my father made that happen since he had no plans of footing the bill. I had to get a local job right by my school when I graduated to pay the rent. And from there, I'd have savings to figure out what my next step was. What I had to learn was the basic getting up and getting to work on time. And then as I was doing that, I moved into, within that company, higher roles and never really with forethought. One day I walked up to the CEO and I asked him about roles internationally. And his response was for me to go and see him. When I recounted this to my boss and her peer, they both nearly gasped that I'd had the braggadocio to go do this. And because they made me feel so insecure about it, I never went to see him. That moment, likely pivotal, was lost. And so I found myself staying in Delaware, feeling suffocated, but making the best of it. I got my outlet by traveling to places wherever and as exotic that I could get to.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing, Diana. And so one of the things that we talk about in the writing classes is there's a quote by W.H. Auden who said, how do I know what I think until I see what I say? And this type of free writing is a way of doing that, right? Giving ourselves permission just to write and see where it takes us. And sometimes we've thought things out and sometimes we haven't. And so I don't know if you've ever really thought about this, is the journey that you've taken before. But the interesting thing about writing is that when we allow ourselves to just write, without going back and trying to fix it or say the right thing or, you know, correct it or in any way change it, we oftentimes find little nuggets in there of information that we may have not thought too much about. So I hope that was helpful for you. All right. Thank you. Anybody else like to share? Sandra, I can't see you on my end. I'm sorry.
I don't, anyone want to raise your hand? Or let's see. I can't unmute Roland, so you're going to have to unmute yourself if you wish to speak. I guess not. I guess that's it.
Okay, great. So that's free writing, and you can do that anytime. I like to use quotes because I love quotes, but you can also just, you know, some people just open a book and put their finger down, and whatever word is there, that's your prompt. Or you can start with a color, you know, orange or green or yellow, and just start with that and see where it takes you. And so it's different than, you know, chronologically talking about your day or things like that. It's just allowing yourself to see what you say about things without thinking about it first. And that kind of freedom, if you will, is really good as far as when you're trying to get to the good stuff. Because oftentimes you'll find if you do this long enough, and I'm talking, you can do it for 30 minutes. You know, this was a very short one. 6 minutes is really short, but you can do it 20, 30 minutes and you can get to all kinds of stuff that you didn't realize you were going to get to when you sat down. So it's a good exercise to do. Okay, so I want to do our main writing exercise now. And so what I'd like you to do is to just once again, close your eyes and take a deep breath into your belly. And our theme tonight for our main writing exercise is freedom. It's freedom. And so what I'd like you to do is to feel into your body what it feels like to be free. What does that feel like? Perhaps it's free of worry or regret. Maybe it's free of judgment of yourself or others. Maybe it's free of patterns or conditioning or the opinions of others or the big one, fear. Maybe it's freedom from all of it. Just see if you can allow yourself to feel freedom. And then as you feel that inside of yourself, whatever that feels like, begin to visualize what that might look like to you. So maybe the feeling of freedom is like a bird floating on the air. Or maybe it's like water flowing downstream or slow waves in an ocean. Maybe freedom's like a leaf floating to the ground or a flower opening to the sun. Just let different images come and go in your mind's eye of what freedom, that feeling of freedom might look like. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I'd like you to see if you can draw on your paper what freedom looks like to you, that feeling of freedom. It might be a picture of something like, you know, a bird flying, or it might be more like shapes or textures or colors or a symbol. Whatever that feels like to you. Now, this is not about being a visual artist. If you're a visual artist, fantastic. I'm not. And so this is not about being a visual artist. It's just seeing if you can render on the page the feeling of freedom for what that feels like to you. Thank you. Okay, and one more minute. See if you can come to a stopping point with your drawing. Okay, is everyone about done?
Yeah, it looks like it. Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what I'd like you to do is, whether you're writing, you know, on your device or by hand, I'd like you to begin to write into words what you've drawn. So you can just write, you can list words, or you can, you know, write sentences. Don't worry about the form. Just what is it that you've drawn? So just beginning with that. And then any words or associations you have with the word freedom, even if they're nonsensical, it doesn't have to make sense. Just any words that come, don't censor yourself, just write them down. Any words that start coming that are associated with freedom, with what you've drawn, with that feeling. And then when you're ready, move to what you're imagining, remembering, or feeling. Go wherever the writing takes you. We'll write for about 10 minutes. Okay, one more minute. See if you can come to a stopping point. You may not finish it. Just see if you can come to a stopping point. How are we looking, Sandra? Is anyone still writing?
Jen, are you still writing? Okay. Ladybug, are you still going? Okay. I think, don't see Michelle, but okay. Looks like we're all good.
Okay. So would anybody like to share what you've drawn or written or both about freedom?
Okay, I'll take the plunge. since you guys were so, this kind of blew me away. This was really interesting. So, okay, let's see if you can see my drawing. I don't know if it's going to show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it is supposed to be, for me, freedom is a sense of physical freedom from pain, freedom from physical limitations. And so when you said visualize something, I saw a dolphin leaping into the air out of the ocean and a whale breaching and flapping its flukes, I think they're called, on the water. So all right, this is what came out. The mermaid was so sad. She wanted to leave her home, but was frightened. What if she got sick and she couldn't get back home? Her friend Azaina, the dolphin, was waiting for her to come out and play. They had made plans to journey even farther than they had ever gone before. But now the mermaid wasn't so sure. She so wanted to explore beyond the blue cliffs, beyond the home of the pelicans. But on her last outing, she had gotten caught in a net. She had strayed too close to the human fishing village, and if the swordfish hadn't swum by at just that moment and cut the same netting, she didn't know what would have happened to her. Fortunately, swordfish promised to keep her horrific experience a secret and not tell her parents. Otherwise, she would never have been allowed away from the colony on her own. But something changed after that experience. She realized that life wasn't always a game of hide and seek, a game of who can swim faster or jump higher out of the water, or who can find the most pearls in one afternoon. There were scary things out there in the ocean, and who knew what was lurking around the Cape?
Mm. Awesome. Very cool. So you didn't draw the mermaid, but you immediately, that's who showed up when you started writing?
Exactly. I mean, I didn't even have a vision of a mermaid, but when you said start writing, she showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun.
Yeah. And that's, you know,
it actually surprised me. I have no idea where that came from. So all these exercises, I think.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah. And Julia Cameron, who does The Artist's Way, she also has a book called The Right, R-I-T-H-E, to Write, W-R-I-T-E. And she talks about how writing is less about trying to think something up and more about trying to get something down and let it come through you like that. So it's almost a form of channeling when we just really allow ourselves to let it take us somewhere and tell us a story. It feels a lot almost like a parable, you know, it feels very metaphoric, as if there's like some depth of symbolism there. So yeah, thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Anyone else like to share what you've drawn or written or both?
Okay, Gina Marie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll show my picture. This was interesting because I really appreciated it because I just have been feeling not so great, having a bit of a tough time. So the writing has really helped me get stuff out that I didn't even know. Like I didn't know a lot of what was going on. And a lot of it was like in a really dark place. Like I couldn't even feel the freedom when you said that. I was like, you know, WTF. Like, I'm like, I don't know. And that word was coming out lots in my writing. And I was like, okay, just let it go. And, I do love to play with pastels, so I had grabbed them, and so I at least got a picture that felt like freedom, even though my writing didn't quite feel like that. So I don't know if it's if it's there because I can't. Is it there?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Awesome.
So that I can when I started doing that, I could feel into that, and then my writing, I'm not up for sharing right now. And I really appreciate both exercises because I got to see a lot. And what was under, you know, as Bloom always says, what's underneath? I got to the underneath where before I, you know, or at least beginning to get to the underneath and was a little surprised at some of what's there. And so at least it's in a more in a place where I can start to see it instead of just like feeling that kind of what's going on feeling.
Mm-hmm. So good. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your picture. And, you know, writing has always been that for me, is to, like you said, what Bloom calls get underneath, you know, and what's underneath all this. That's what writing has always been for me, you know, has been a way of me seeing what's underneath. Mm-hmm. And when we add the drawing part to it, it taps us into, the symbolism, the emotional memory, and things that can be painful. You know, there's a whole field of psychology that's writing to heal. And so there's that piece of it as well. But it also can be very freeing to allow yourself. See what I did there? No, I didn't mean to do that. But, but it allows yourself, you know, you allow yourself just to see what you have to say. And that can really be helpful for people. So thank you very much, Gina Marie. At the top of your picture, were there words?
No, it just, it was more of like the pastel. I have no idea where it's going.
Okay,
because
yeah.
It starts down here. And then,
yeah, I see.
And it got me to a different place. And I really also, you know, I go through phases where I'll free write a lot. Cause that is a vehicle for me. And then I don't. And then when I do, I'm like, oh yeah, that's why that's helpful. And I haven't for a while. Cause you know, I don't know why, but it I definitely can feel the movement. So, and it reminded me how much I love to pull out my pastels and stuff. So.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's another thing. People who come to my classes, I used to teach on Longboat Key in Florida at a retirement center, and some of the people there, you know, they were like, I haven't used colored pencils in, you know, 50 years or whatever. And so if we're not an artist, a visual artist, we sometimes forget, you know, I mean, once again, you don't have to be good. It's not about being, you know, good at something. It's about just trying to express ourselves and let some of that creativity out. So crayons, color pencils, pastels, paints, you know, if you're an artist and do that a lot, that's wonderful. And you don't have to see it, you know, just play around with it. It really can help us tap into some of those interesting places, you know, that I think that a lot of that is in our sacred imagination, honestly, that's what rings for me in this type of work with Bloom, is it's very familiar to me, tapping into that. So thank you, Jen Marie, for sharing.
Thanks, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Would anybody else like to share what you've written or drawn or written or both? Once again, Sandra, I can't see anything, so you'll have to let me know.
No one's raising their hand.
Okay, that's fine. No pressure at all. Just I always like to give people an opportunity to share.
I'd like to share something. I don't really want to read what I wrote.
Sure.
Some of it I can't read, actually, because I can't even read my handwriting. But I was surprised by where I went by the word freedom. Basically, the premise of the, I think I wrote like 3.5 pages, was about like everyone thinks they're free until they find true freedom in a cage. Mm-hmm. And it was really about finding freedom wherever you are from within. And how I found a sense of freedom by not having anywhere to be when I was unable to go anywhere, that I found this sense of freedom of being, for the first time in my adult life, even in high school, junior high, wherever, of not having a schedule, right? Of not being like trapped by a schedule and having to be somewhere, punch a clock. And so that was an interesting place to go with it, I thought.
Oh yeah. And had you thought about it in that way at all before?
No. Yeah, I think the last couple of weeks have been really challenging, like just feeling like I'm being pulled in a bunch of directions. And so I found myself, when we were talking about the drawing and what it was, I was like, gosh, remember when you had nowhere to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Right. So I appreciate that exercise. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Like I said, it oftentimes takes us places we haven't necessarily thought about, but we can teach ourselves things as we write, you know, because our teacher really is within. That's one of the main things. I remember when I finally found Bloom, I'd been searching for a teacher for a long time. And when I finally found Bloom, you know, I said, you know, I've been wanting to find a teacher. I'm so glad I found you. And she was like, you know, the teacher's in here. Like, I'm glad you found me, but the teacher's in here. And that so resonated for me. I was like, oh, for some reason I didn't have that piece yet. But when she gave me that, so writing for me is allowing the teacher to teach me. You know, so thank you, Rowan, for sharing. Anyone else before we end our session? Sandra, how are we looking?
No one's gesticulating frantically to speak.
That's okay. No pressure. Yeah. No pressure at all. Like I talked about before we started, you know, the drawing piece to me is part of the process of tapping in to some of the things that we're not thinking about, you know. And so it's really tapping into what we think or what we feel in our heart rather than what we're trying to think in our head, because we all use words and we tend to get caught up in the craft of writing or the, you know, we can or we can't, or we're, you know, all those things that happen because we were graded on writing, literally, growing up, and we're still graded to a certain extent on writing. And so let all that go. And part of that is drawing beforehand. You can do that with anything. I draw all the time before I write my stories and my poems. And half the time I don't even know what it is. It's almost like dream imagery. I'll, you know, kind of scribble or sketch something out. And then a couple of days later, I'll look at it and I'll go, oh, that's what that is. And so it's just an easy way to tap in if you haven't ever tried that before. And just the freedom of writing, you know, just allowing yourself to write. No one ever has to see it and you can share it either way. It's just seeing what you say, which can be very helpful. So if anyone has any questions about that, feel free to message me or contact me in any way. If you want to share anything on the mentorship page, your drawing or your writing, feel free to do that as well. I wrote a little short piece that I didn't get to draw because I forgot my crayons because I was in hectic mode trying to get my electronics to work. But I did a little a quick poem that I might post just to put it out there for you. So, but thank y'all very much for coming. I really appreciate y'all trusting me and coming to the first session. Thank you, Sandra, for holding down the fort.
You're welcome, and I have unmuted everyone that I can.
Okay.
Here, I think so. If you want to say any last words, anybody, you're all free to speak.
Thank you so much, Paula, for hosting, Sandra, and thanks, Paula, for such an amazing thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, this is giving me a lot of thought, food for thought, because since I do draw, that is one thing that is taking a lot of my attention. It's like it's putting it in a whole different aspect for me, because I'm seeing how literal, how I use words first before I draw, trying to find an idea. So I think I'm going to let it to be more free flowing, excuse me. So thank you. This is giving me a lot of stuff to think about.
Yay. Well, good. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.